Dick Becker is hopeful about his hometown of Lancaster, in Grant County, Wisconsin. He also feels hopeful about the United States, under the leadership of Donald Trump. They need to give him a chance, he said. Becker says that most voters in Lancaster supported Trump in the 2016 elections because he promised to change the direction of the country. He adds that many people who had voted in earlier elections for President Barack Obama were dissatisfied with him. "People I talked to did not like the way things were going," he said. "People were fed up with politics as usual, and they wanted a change." Becker says he hopes Americans get behind Trump, because if he does well, everybody does well. Becker says he and other Grant County voters supported candidate Trump at a time when the local economy was expanding. Becker sells clothing and shoes at a store in Lancaster. He sees people spending time and money in the store where he works. He also sees them at a local jewelry store, gift shops, the drugstore, and restaurants. Many people in small rural communities drive an hour or more to buy things in a larger city. But Becker says Lancaster, with a population of 3,868, has changed that trend. He says people come from as far away as Madison, Wisconsin's capital, to visit his store and to experience the friendliness of a small town. Becker says you can't get the customer service and the quality you have here. But while Lancaster's economy is good, many smaller towns in Wisconsin are suffering. Becker says Grant County has been helped by economic development that was begun with federal and state money. He says some small manufacturers and food processing centers opened nearby, creating hundreds of jobs. But he says the area has the same political disputes as many parts of the country. Some people defend President Trump as a businessman who speaks plainly. Others dislike the words he uses and his budget plans, which they believe will harm social services. Becker said he also does not like some of the things the president has said, but he likes to think mainly about Trump's hopes for the future. "I agree with what he says. I want to see businesses come back to this country," Becker said. He also agrees with Trump's energy policies. Energy is an important subject in rural areas, where farms need fuel and nitrogen for fertilizer. Becker notes that Trump wants to tap into more of our energy reserves. He says, "I like that, because I don't want to give our money to other countries. Why should we buy oil from Iran or Venezuela when we have our own?" But Becker, like most people in the county, said he does not like to talk about politics too much with his neighbors and friends. He says he wants to avoid arguments and keep a feeling of unity in the community.